Hey, it's Dave. So I just got Tesla's FSD version 12 this morning. It's the version 12.3 update. Now, this is my first time driving version 12. Super excited. Been waiting for a very long time. In this video, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through a course of 7 Starbucks locally here in Austin. And I'll end at kind of a final restaurant called the County Line Restaurant. The starting point is in West Austin. Here we are at Bull Creek Park in West Austin. Beautiful day. It's a little bit rainy, but yeah, this will actually add some challenge to FSD as well. But each drive will be about 5 or 10 minutes going through Austin. These are not easy drives by any means. They're going into busy parking lots, busy sections of the city. I expect actually some interventions and some, you know, tricky maneuvers. I don't expect FSD 12 to be perfect, but what I am looking for is I'm looking for the subtle differences on how FSD is viewing the situation, making its decisions, how it feels to me, the driver, and any noticeable differences compared to version 11. So yeah, here we are. Let's go ahead and jump into the Model Y with the new FSD V12.3 update, and let's check it out. I've already printed out all of the addresses we're going to go to. So 7 local Starbucks and ending at a local restaurant here in Austin. Here is the autopilot screen here, full self-driving beta. I'm going to put it on average profile. Minimal lane changes will keep off, and then automatic set speed. So this is a new feature here where it automatically allows autopilot to drive at the speed that it determines is most natural. So we'll see how that goes. Otherwise, all the settings are normal. All right, we're getting started here. I'm going to pull out of this parking lot here at Bull Creek Park in West Austin. Right when it's available, I just turned on autopilot right there, and we're headed to our first Starbucks destination out of 7 Starbucks today. All right, tad bit jittery getting out, but it's okay. As many of you know who are watching this video, the biggest update is basically Tesla has changed their approach to full self-driving to an end-to-end neural network approach. So instead of relying heavily on basically heuristics or rules of driving, they're not feeding the neural network basically data, but they're analyzing, right, the video data in through millions of angles, right? And that forms basically a neural net that understands driving in a very, I say, complex and profound way. And it takes those learnings and applies it, right, to new situations. So it's a much, I think, higher potential of driving. Of course, this is not saying that V11 didn't use neural networks. They used a lot of neural networks to do perception, which is understanding, you know, the environment around you. Even planning, you know, there was a mix of rules and neural networks, right? Neural networks were often used to help make planning decisions, etc. But still, you know, they did rely on heuristics for many areas of planning as well. Now, in review, the main areas of full self-driving is you need to perceive, you need perception, right? You need to accurately understand your environment, all of the objects, its velocity, moving directions, like everything. And then you've got to come up with a plan of how to navigate, right, that environment, and then you've got to output some controls. And so for driving, it's quite simple. It's basically left turn, right, how much, and then accelerator, right, how much to press, and brake, how much to press. So the output controls are quite limited. but it does not mean that driving is simple, right, because it's a high-stakes game. We're talking about, you know, a vehicle, thousands of pounds, going extremely fast, and any small error can lead to an accident and could be a fatal accident. So this is a high-stakes game. The neural networks need to perform near flawlessly, right, because the flaws are not easily forgivable in a high-stakes game of life and death here. All right, so we need to make turn to the left. Right when I said it, actually, FSD V12 makes the turn to the left. One of my complaints with V11 was, or is, that oftentimes it makes the lane changes too late. And I don't know if it's just my personal preference. I like to move over, right, quite early, like not last minute, right? And I like what V12 did right there was exactly my comfort zone, right? Move over, you know, a little bit before heading a left turn signal. The next signal will be left turn. So far, so good. It's a little bit of a sprinkly day here in Austin, Texas. So yeah, this will be an additional challenge. Some of the cameras might be occluded a bit with rain, but we'll see, because they'll be kind of on and off. All right, we moved over to the left lane, pretty good. And we're slowing down here to the left turn signal. All right. Yeah, I took a couple quick drives just kind of around the neighborhood earlier today. And overall, I think some of the biggest type of things I'm noticing a little bit different are just acceleration, and the braking is a little bit more smooth. It's a little bit more human-like. The turning is a little bit more human-like. So there was kind of a rigidity in version 11 where if you could tell when things were, you know, programmed in to accelerate faster or to turn a certain way or to brake a certain way or brake accelerate at a certain speed, etc. And I think you could, if you're, you know, driving on V11 a lot, you would notice, right, those things happen, right? It would accelerate kind of way faster on certain roads than like you're used to, right? Or the way it would make certain turns, it just wouldn't be completely natural. Over time, you get used to it and you just accept it. But V12, because it's trained on human video data, and basically that becomes, right, this new paradigm, its new learning system, its human, right, video, also simulated data. But I would imagine the human-driven video data by 5-star drivers, right? Excellent drivers are its gold standard to emulate. And because of that, you'll see, and I'm seeing right now, obviously V12 is much more natural in its basic movements, right? Of accelerating, decelerating, and turning. So yeah, hopefully we'll continue to see that throughout this drive here to all of these Starbucks here. Yeah, one of the reasons why I chose to choose these Starbucks and to plan out a route in advance is because I think sometimes just doing a random thing, I mean, it serves its purpose, but I kind of want to see what FSD V12 does on streets that I know, and I want to put it through some decent challenges. So I don't want it to go through like 20 minutes of highway driving and, you know, 5 minutes local. I want most of my drives here to be local drives, and I want them to be quite challenging. So these drives are not just like simple 20 minutes on the freeway, you know, type of drives. These are going through local streets. Austin is on the trickier side. Okay, it just slowed a tiny bit, which is okay. I mean, it's slightly more aggressive than I would have been. I tend to brake a little bit more, but that's fine. The reason why I chose these Starbucks, these are in kind of more busy areas in Austin. They're going through local streets. It's going to be a lot of challenges. I know these areas very well and how V11 performs, so it's easy to compare with V12. Yeah, so far, I mean, this is obviously only 5 minutes into our drive, but V12 is performing pretty flawlessly so far. I would say you can't really tell the difference between a human driver right now and V12. So first 5 minute impressions are positive. I just wish Tesla would, I mean, supposedly, are these wipers fixed or not? Like, I don't know, man. They should be wiping more effectively than leaving, you know, rain on the windshield wipers. But anyways, that's for another day here. Here we go into this Starbucks here now. Yeah, this is a little tricky. So it's left turn yield on green, which means that we can turn left if there's space, right? And there will be a green arrow if it was a red light. Oh, nice. Perfect. Just before ready to turn yellow, It turned green. FSD just made this nice smooth move, not too jerky. Version 11 would be too jerky. It wouldn't be at the right time exactly. So V12 actually did a great job here. Fantastic. So I'm not expecting V12 to park. And the reason is I don't think Tesla is really focused on parking lots much at all. So I might let it kind of roam around a bit in parking lots a little just to see because I'm curious what it's going to do in the parking lots. But I'm not going to hold V12 to any parking lot behavior because I just don't think that that's their focus. And rightfully so. I mean, Tesla has a lot more important things to focus on than parking lot situations right now, right? They need to get the actual driving down. Here's a person who was crossing and V12 perfectly stopped. Now, this is a quite a busy parking lot here. You have a Trader Joe's, which makes it more busy than normal. There just isn't a lot of empty parking spot spaces. If you look here, people are parking, but there's no spaces open. Oh, yeah, here's a person right here. FSD goes right around. V11 would be more cautious, I think, would give more space with the people, but I think that was appropriate because it's going quite slow, right? All right, I think I'm going to end it right here because there's really not much parking spots here. And then we're going to go ahead and restart the video when we start with the next drive. All right, we're continuing on our drive. My battery or something kind of timed out there. So, yeah, we're almost 4 minutes left on our drive to the second destination. So, with V12, yeah, the nature of V12 is that if it can surpass V11, then it kind of proves the approach out. And it means that Tesla is radically able to scale their V12 neural net end-to-end system because they got it better than V11 in a very short period of time, right? Which means that in a very short period of time, they're likely going to improve it far faster than they could ever have done with V11. So, and if you take a step back, this is one of the reasons why Tesla, I think, has an ambitious scaling plan for their training compute systems. They, I think, wanted 100 exaflops of compute power for training. And it's basically because they, I think internally, they proved this neural net end-to-end approach was the right way. And they just needed to scale. They needed to scale the data. They need to scale the compute. And right now, they're just in the middle of that scaling, meaning this is not kind of a mature system. And it's not with the amount of data that they really want, with the amount of compute they really want. So I think that needs to be kind of taken into context, which is this is an early system. It's more like, yeah, it's a true beta in a sense where it's showing what is possible when Tesla adds more data and more compute to make it even more robust, right? More accurate. That's why, you know, I'm not expecting perfect V12.3 version right now. I just don't think that's where V12 is. And that's why, actually, when you drive, ran over a little bit of wood piece. I wish it would have went around it. But yeah, that's why when driving V12, yeah, I think it's wise not to, you know, get overhyped on it, thinking that it is the final version or it is the robotaxi version, because no, I don't think it is. It's still quite a while to go. So you need to be vigilant in how you oversee it. It's still going to make mistakes. That's my take. Anyways, here we are on this second drive. So far, so good. There hasn't been any interventions yet. There's one moment of hesitation, which is, you know, it's fine. It's acceptable. And we're going to go ahead and see if we can navigate into the Starbucks parking lot. Now, there's two ways to get into Starbucks. One is you can follow this car and get to Starbucks like this, but the navigation is so showing to go around. So that's what FSD is going to do right here. It's going to go around. And, yep. And we're going to go into Starbucks here. Yeah, not bad actually. Pretty, very, very human-like. Let's see what FSD does here in the parking lot. I don't know if it'll park. Again, I'm not expecting it to park. I don't think Tesla is even trying to get it to park per se. Alrighty. Okay, it's probably right at the end of it, right? I'm just gonna stop. I don't want to take up too much of my time. Now, I'm gonna go ahead and park for a couple seconds, a minute, and then start with our drive three. All right, we're continuing on our drive. My battery or something kind of timed out there. So yeah, we're almost 4 minutes left on our drive to the second destination. So with V12, yeah, the nature of V12 is that if it can surpass V11, then it kind of proves the approach out. And it means that Tesla is radically able to scale their V12 neural net end-to-end system because they got it better than V11 in a very short period of time, right? Which means that in a very short period of time, they're likely going to improve it far faster than they could ever have done with V11. So, and if you take a step back, this is one of the reasons why Tesla, I think, has an ambitious scaling plan for their training compute systems. They, I think, wanted 100 exaflops of compute power for training. And it's basically because they, I think internally, they proved this neural net end-to-end approach was the right way, and they just needed to scale. They needed to scale the data, they need to scale the compute. And right now, they're just in the middle of that scaling, meaning this is not kind of a mature system, and it's not with the amount of data that they really want, with the amount of compute they really want. So I think that needs to be kind of taken into context, which is this is an early system. It's more like, it's a true beta in a sense where it's showing what is possible when Tesla adds more data, more compute to make it even more robust, right, more accurate. That's why, you know, I'm not expecting perfect V12.3 version right now. I just don't think that's where V12 is. And that's why, actually, when you drive, ran over a little bit of wood piece. I wish it would have went around it. But yeah, that's why when driving V12, I think it's wise not to, you know, get overhyped on it, thinking that it is the final version or it is the robotaxi version, because no, I don't think it is. It's still quite a while to go. So you need to be vigilant in how you oversee it. It's still gonna make mistakes, that's my take. Anyways, here we are on this second drive. So far, so good. There hasn't been any interventions yet. There's one moment of hesitation, which is, you know, it's fine, it's acceptable. And we're gonna go ahead and see if we can navigate into the Starbucks parking lot. Now, there's two ways to get into Starbucks. One is you can follow this car and get to Starbucks like this, but the navigation is showing to go around. So that's what FSD is gonna do right here. It's gonna go around. And, yep. And we're gonna go into Starbucks here. Yeah, not bad actually. Pretty, very, very human-like. Let's see what FSD does here in the parking lot. I don't know if it'll park. Again, I'm not expecting it to park. I don't think Tesla is even trying to get it to park per se. Alrighty. Okay, it's probably right at the end of it, right? I'm just gonna stop. I don't want to take up too much of my time. Now, I'm gonna go ahead and park for a couple seconds, a minute, and then start with our drive three. All right, we are back. We're gonna take our third drive to Starbucks, to a different Starbucks. Now, I could have taken this super kind of more easy route. I'm gonna take a more difficult route. It's gonna make this kind of weird U-turn thing and go around. We're gonna test out, see how V12.3 handles a little bit more tricky situation here in Austin. All right, we're out of the parking lot, now accelerating. Yeah, V11 would have accelerated much faster on this kind of street, but V12 accelerates much more human-like. I think it's like these small differences, I think they're gonna make a big kind of difference to how people feel and experience FSD. Now, some might ask, okay, why does V12 accelerate more naturally, right? Well, it comes down to the approach, right? Meaning with V11, you had probably some code, some rules, like if you're coming out of a parking lot or coming, you know, entering like a busy street that's, let's say, 45 miles or above 40 miles per hour, etc., then you're going to accelerate at a certain pace, right? And Tesla probably added that code because perhaps V11 or earlier versions were accelerating too slow onto busier streets, which is a dangerous situation. So Tesla had to add code to accelerate faster. But the thing is, they didn't really, it was relying on basically a set of code conditions, right? Rather than a bunch of, let's say, thousands or, you know, more than that, video clips of people accelerating in different situations and tracking how fast that acceleration is and then matching that type of acceleration. Now, Tesla could have done that with V11 to try to make acceleration onto these busier streets more natural. And they could have added some neural networks as well to do that too. And that's what they were doing already with V11 and prior versions, is they were slowly moving over their whole planning stack to become more and more neural net focused, right, rather than heuristic. But it just is a very long process. And so with V12, they kind of shortcut this process, said, forget it, it's not going to be a, you know, neural net eating, right, heuristics. It's going to be just basically neural net replacing heuristics altogether, which is an ambitious jump. But in a way, it makes sense. If you can do it, if you have the data, and if you have the neural nets that can actually analyze the data, make sense of it to actually output, right, controls that are safe, then it's actually a smart move to go end-to-end. Because how many millions of, you know, different roads and situations are there that heuristics aren't going to work for? And are going to be limiting and, in a sense, dangerous in a way. So, yeah, if you can go full end-to-end, that is the way. Now, we're going to see how this works here. It's making this U-turn here. I'm going to kind of zoom in a bit more. Okay, it's not a true U-turn, I guess. It's just more of a, you know, a U-turnabout, I guess. But it's supposed to decelerate or so to 20 miles per hour. We'll see how FSD does. It's not too busy of a day today. It's a Sunday, kind of early afternoon. It's not trafficy at all. So yeah, not bad. Yeah, it decelerated to 23, right? The sign said 20, that's fine. It's going up to 25 now. It's looking around this corner. Handled it pretty well, I'd say. And it's moving over to this lane because it needs to turn right. So yeah, another smart move by FSD 12.3 here. Okay. Yeah, it's like these turns. I don't know what it is. It's just slightly better, right? In terms of how it feels when it turns. It just feels more human. Again, with V11, you had this slight rigidity that you'd have to get used to, right? But with V12, it just feels more human. It's almost as if you can't really tell if a human is driving this or not. And a lot of that is just how it accelerates, right, and brakes, and how it takes the turns and stuff. Now, we are on, I guess, the speed automatic setting feature here, and so it's setting its own speed down this road. I think it could go a little bit faster because the speed limit is 35, but it's choosing 33. I mean, that's fine. It's up to FSD to choose that. Maybe if there are more cars around, maybe, or there are cars going faster, or if a car was like tailgating me, maybe it'll go faster, who knows. Okay, we got a truck coming up there. FSD doesn't brake, and it shouldn't, because it's quite far up there, so it does a good job. Yeah, I noticed, like, just in the parking lots and stuff, FSD 12 is not as cautious or kind of doesn't do sudden brakes around pedestrians. It kind of is more confident, more natural as a human would be as well. Yeah, even like stops like that, it was just a very slow stop. And people usually take those type of slow stops when like there's luxury to do that. It isn't like, you know, you're not moving fast, so you're coming to slow stop from a slow kind of speed. So it just felt very natural. Something V11 wouldn't do on its own. Now, for me, just if like V12 can be in the neighborhood of V11 in terms of safety, like that's a big win for Tesla, because again, it's a bigger picture. Tesla is nowhere near where they want to be in terms of the amount of video data they're trying to train their neural nets, right? They just don't have the compute power right now. They're limited. So if they can actually get near V11 in terms of safety with V12 right now, that's a huge win, because all signs are showing that Tesla is able to improve this end-to-end neural network system extremely fast. Just look at how fast they got to this point. It's probably been like probably a little over a year of development. They've gotten, you know, let's say to a comparable point as V11, which took many years to get to, right? So imagine what Tesla can do in another year. A lot of it's going to depend, I think, on their data kind of collection input, their data strategy, their compute power, how they are building their neural nets. But with each update, they're improving that. So it's kind of mind-boggling. If V12 can continue to drive like this today, what that means is, even if it's in the same ballpark as V11, or even if potentially better, like that's not something I'm completely expecting, but if it's better than V11 in terms of safety, then that's a huge step. It just is extremely bullish for what possibly Tesla can do with the V12 and their end-to-end neural network approach. Now, here's a Starbucks. Now, the navigation is a little tricky. They passed this car on the left. V11 would have been a little bit more cautious, but overly cautious, because a human would have done exactly what V12 did, just kind of pass it confidently. So here we are. It's not even going to Starbucks. I guess I put a different address. So we'll see. This is a little tricky of a left turn situation here. If you think, look at this. This is this car is turning this direction. It's blocking the view, right? There are two lanes to the left. And is FSD going to go? You can barely see. I can barely see anything. So yeah, it's paused. Now there's a bunch of cars coming. We'll see what FSD 12 does here. It should find an opening soon. So one of these cars are moving in. Would I have gone here? No, I would have waited. I would have waited also until this white car passes. Now I'm going to go right after this white car. It doesn't hesitate, and it goes right after this white car. Exactly what a human would have done in that situation. So another good drive. By FSD, going to our third Starbucks location. I'm taking it off, and we're gonna go ahead and start our next drive. All right, we're gonna start our fourth drive here. So here we are, we're trying to get out of this parking lot. Now, one of the reasons why I chose to go to 8 different locations, basically, in a short period. Okay, here's a car coming. Okay, stop. No, not terrible. I would have stopped a little bit earlier, but it wasn't bad. Okay, it's going a little bit too fast here. It thinks that we're on a different street. All right, that was not cool. It was going through the parking lot as if we were like on the street, like the navigation. It was having a hard time. Huh, interesting. I think the parking lots aren't the best situation for FSD 12. It wasn't dangerous per se, it just was going a little too fast. It might have got tricked out thinking that it was already on the street based upon the navigation, the GPS coordinates. Okay, here's a blue car. We came out a little too far. The blue car had to go around us. That's fine. So here we're on the street. So that was a great, actually, kind of sample of a few things going on there. So one is, like, it's possible that FSD 12 still inputs, like, obviously some GPS information, right, from navigation, like determining if it's on the right road or if it needs to, you know, the speed limit on that road, where the next left turn is, etc. Now, if you notice where we were right, kind of like in the parking lot, but right next to the street. And so it's, do you see, this is kind of like a couple car, maybe three car distances apart. And because GPS always isn't perfectly accurate, it could have registered that we were on the main street. And that would send to FSD that we're on this main street, the speed limit is like 35 miles per hour or whatever, and you go straight or take a left or et cetera, then it would give the navigation directions. But in fact, I'm still in the parking lot, right? And it's an error of basically the location coordinates being a tiny bit off because of the GPS. Now, is this FSD's fault? Not really. It's just, I mean, it's a reality of GPS not being perfect. But I think it's another situation, or it's another, it's an example where I think, like, if there would have been a stronger sense and awareness that the car was in a parking lot and not on the main street, that they could have overridden, right, the GPS coordinates and what that was telling FSD. And I think this is just a situation where Tesla just hasn't really focused on the parking lot scenarios or situation. Like, and I wouldn't either, because you want to focus on driving, right? Because that's where your biggest bang for your buck is going to be, where most people are using FSD is on actual driving. So you're not really going to train on millions of parking lot situations. And so I think when Tesla gets around to that, to train on, you know, millions and millions of videos of parking lot situations, both real life and simulated, then you're going to have a stronger awareness by FSD that it knows where it's in the parking lot, it knows, you know, how fast it needs to go, it knows it's not on the main street, it knows it can override certain GPS, right, coordinates that's being given by the map. Now, this is going across perfect acceleration, you need to go a little fast because that was a busy street. It didn't hesitate exactly like how I would have turned onto the street. So yeah, excellent job by FSD V12 so far. The other thing that FSD did back there, getting out of that Starbucks parking lot, was it kind of inched forward a little too much. So kind of that blue car had to go around me. Now that's actually, I'm not too disappointed by that behavior. I mean, human drivers, myself included, often inch out a little too far and then let the car, you know, go around. Maybe the car could have backed up, but I wouldn't have backed up in that situation either. I just would have done what the car did. But yeah, one of the reasons why I'm doing these like shorter drives, 5 to 10 minutes in and out of parking lots, is because one of the most challenging places, I think, for driving in general, but also FSD, is in and out of parking lots. And, you know, merging onto busy streets, getting in, out of busy, all these things. And when we're in and out of these busy Starbucks parking lots, like, that's one of the most challenging, I think, challenges that FSD can go through. And so that's why I wanted to test it with all these Starbucks that I'm familiar with here in Austin, and they're in busy areas too, because it really gives a sense of how FSD V12 is handling these immensely complicated, difficult situations with parking lots. I mean, not inside parking lots, but, you know, entering and exiting out of these parking lots. I mean, yeah, humans have a hard time with this too. All right, so here we are trying to go left. So this is like, we have a double yellow line, but we can go left. So FSD realizes that we can go left, makes a left turn into Starbucks. Yeah, well done, FSD. All right, so that was our fourth destination. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break and do our next destination. All right, we are going to our fifth destination. So here we are in Austin. This is like downtown Austin here. actually downtown Austin is right here. So we're headed actually toward more downtown. So this Starbucks is on Lamar Street, busier area. So I'm gonna make it a little bit more, it was giving me this kind of, I'm gonna go make it a little bit more challenging a bit. But again, you know, getting in and out of parking lots, tricky situations. Yeah, it's interesting to see the behavior of B12 compared with B11. So I activated FSD 12.3 here in a parking lot, Starbucks. Now we are going to our Starbucks number 5. We have 7 Starbucks and then we'll end up at a restaurant to finish it off. Nice turn. Yeah, I mean, there wasn't many cars, so, I mean, it would be interesting to test it more in a busier environment, maybe during rush hour, etc. But that turn was done well, stop sign. Again, I think I wouldn't call them refinements, because it's just a different approach, because, you know, FSD is modeling, right, behavior off of a good driver, so it's going to drive more naturally compared to V11, which still relied a lot on code and heuristics. But yeah, these small things are gonna and are making a difference, I think, for the FSD experience. Like, yeah, just how it stops. Like FSD 11, it would kind of speed up more and stop more suddenly. So here we have this relaxed environment. I'm going like 10 miles per hour, 15 miles per hour to the next stoplight. It should just kind of, you know, casually slow down, like chilling on a, you know, Sunday afternoon type of slowness. And that's exactly what it did. But that's what V11 would not do, right? It would not understand, hey, it's Sunday afternoon. You're going 10, 15 miles from one stoplight to another. Chill, you know, just like go into the next, you know, stop braking, just, you know, slowly. Like V11 wouldn't understand that, right? It's like yeah, V11 just wouldn't understand the signals, right? The advanced culture or the nuances. But V12, it just seems to get that more. I think perhaps there is a chance that V11 is getting that those nuances better than what people even imagine it to be, because yeah, for V12 to not speed up in that situation. Here we are. Okay, we got to get to this left lane. Okay, not bad. There's no cars here. Here's the thing. If it was like a ton of cars, I would have liked to move over a little bit earlier. It's a tad bit earlier, but it was decent. And it was the perfect maneuver for the situation. But again, there wasn't a lot of cars in that situation. So, you know, FSD 12.3 was able to handle it fine. Yeah, so getting, my hunch is the highway stack is V11 still. I don't know, that's what I would do if I was Tesla, you know? V11 is proven, highway's decently safe, so you stick with it. You don't want to add complexity in the beginning. So once it gets off of the freeway, maybe right about right now, that's when you switch back, right, to V12 and stuff out of the freeway. Here we are. We're going to go ahead and make a left turn. So FSD gets into this more middle lane for probably a couple of reasons. One is there's 2 cars right on this left lane here. But let's look at, if you get in this lane, then the next turn is a right turn. And so it's better if you're in this lane, right? It sets you up for that right turn. Overall, the merging onto the freeway and exiting was well done. No complaints there, actually. Yeah, one of my like complaints with FSD 11 is like it would just choose the wrong lane often. You know, just either getting off the freeway or getting the wrong like turn lane. Like, it's okay. I mean, yeah, it turns, but you want to be like on the right, the correct turn lane to set you up for the next turn. And I think like there's stuff like that, which is, I think it's really important for driving, because it's a safety factor. You don't want to just like turn in any lane and just try to, you know, brute force yourself into another lane right before you have to turn. You want to set yourself up. So any hints that V12 is working toward that and is improving and is better than V11, I think is definitely positive. But yeah, getting to this lane was a good move. I don't know how intentional that was, but yeah, get into this left turn. Okay, it's a little bit tad slower than I would have expected or wanted to be. Maybe I was still trying to figure this out. So this right lane to my right is turning right. I don't want to do that. I want to stay in this right lane. Maybe I was trying to figure that out. Again, I love these like kind of more slow approaches to the stop sign, right? V11 would be much more aggressive, like go faster and then stop more suddenly. But here, V12, when appropriate, right, it kind of slowly just goes into the next stoplight. Okay, so we need to make a right turn coming up here. There's a lot of different signs. Actually, it's not here. Okay, it's the next stoplight we need to turn. So we're passing all this stuff here. All right, we're making a right turn. We have the signal on. We're gonna go around these kind of barrier markers. Yep, perfect turn. Now the lane markings aren't that great on this street, but yeah, FSD's doing fine. I think V11 would have done okay too, I think. Here we have speed limit of 30. It's going a little bit slower, 26 miles per hour, 27. That's fine. Yeah, back there, I mean, I think it was one of our first drives, like, there was a piece of wood on the street, and I kind of ran over the edge of it. I was hoping that V12 would recognize stuff like that and just kind of go around it. Maybe it does, I don't know, I have to test that feature out more, but I think over time, as it gets more training data, like, stuff like that is going to be pretty easy to do, right? Slowing down for objects, avoiding objects, etc., and potentially could do it much better than humans. The reaction time is faster. You're paying more. The FSD computer is paying more attention, etc. What FSD lacks is it lacks the intelligence of humans, right, at human level, to figure out like advanced situations that need like a lot of analysis and judgment to figure out how to navigate that complex environment. Now, there might be, let's say, out of 100,000 scenarios, let's say FSD does great in 99,990 of them, but let's say 10 of the situations it does not do great, and let's say it's dangerous, then that's actually a bad driving system, because you want it to be, I mean, if that's the level of humans, then maybe, yeah, you know, but I think the case in point meaning, like, you're going through hundreds of driving situations every day, right? So, like, 100,000 total is not that much. Let's say, you know, maybe in a year or two you go through that. But you don't want to have, like, judgment lapse, right, once every month when you drive, right? That's just not safe. So we're taking left. A judgment lapse should be super rare, just, you know, if at all happened. And if it happens, it should be in a way where it's not, you know, too dangerous. So that's where, you know, FSD needs to head to. It needs to head to a level where it's not just a great driving assist feature. It's not just great at most full self-driving situations, but rather it needs to be great, better than humans in almost every situation. And it needs to rarely ever have a judgment lapse, right? And it needs to be better than humans. It needs to be more accurate, more safer than humans and human driving. And that's the benchmark, and it needs to be significantly better, I think. But this V12, if Tesla is interesting. If they got this V12 up to this point right now, where it feels great, I haven't had really much, you know, there hasn't been too many, like, major judgment lapses. So far, the signs are good. So it stopped a little early, that's fine. It's going to inch up a bit. Now it should turn right. It's on a red light, but it did a good job. There are a couple cars behind me, but they're quite far behind, so it did a good job turning. Yeah, perfect job by a V12 here. Now we're going to head closer to this next destination, Starbucks. I think it's destination 5. We're now in a little bit busier area of Austin. It's more older, central area here on Lamar Street. Or we're headed to Lamar Street. And we're going to make a few turns. And yeah, this will be a good test up here as well. All right, so there might have been a spot in my recording where my video camera didn't record a good portion of one of the drives, and so some of my commentary might have been left out, so I apologize for that. And I don't remember exactly what I said during that section, if it was cut out. It was right when my video shut off for some reason. All right, anyways, it turns, yeah, you know, there's something about V12, like how it turned that left turn, is just different than V11. You know, it's just more human-like. It's V12 just had this, you know, rigidity to it that made it different than human driving in a way. But V12, it just does it in a way where you can't really tell the difference. At least I can't tell the difference in this drive with human driving. All right, went into this lane pretty well. Pretty good stuff here. Taking right. Okay, so we got some cars coming in from over here. We need to make a right turn, but these cars are coming. You probably can't see it because the camera isn't faced your way, but the cars are turning onto this street. And now is a good time to go, and FSD does it. Good job. Okay, so Starbucks is up here. We're making a right turn into the parking lot. And here we are at our next destination, Starbucks. Okay, good job driving FSD, destination 5. All right, we're back. We're gonna go to our 6th Starbucks destination here in Austin, Texas. Now, it kind of gave me an easier route. I'm taking a little bit of a harder route, just making extra turn here. Please pay attention because I'm not looking forward because I was looking at the navigation. All right, let's see how it does here. Now we have to merge onto this Lamar Street, which is fine. There are not many cars here, so it does a good job. Again, yeah, good acceleration, good, you know, merging onto the street. Not as fast as acceleration as V11, which would overdo it. All right, so here's the deal with V12. It's going to be, I think, a challenge to evaluate it in terms of its readiness for robotaxi because for a few reasons. So first off, we just don't know all of the ways that it fails, right? So let's say it's less interventions than V11, but let's say the interventions are more drastic or something, right? Or more dangerous. So that's not a good situation. Or let's say it is fewer, you know, interventions, but what type of interventions, right? Are they interventions that can be easily solved with more data, right, and training? Or are they more difficult, right, for neural nets to solve? Another thing is, we just don't have, like, all of the data that Tesla has regarding, you know, its performance and performance over time. So that's another thing. It's hard to kind of judge exactly where it's at. But I think my opinion is that, you know, robotaxi level is, it needs to be proven out with data and a lot of data, meaning there just can't be, you know, high critical interventions often. Those have to be extremely, extremely rare to the point where as a FSD beta tester, you're not going to experience them maybe for weeks or months. And the only way that we know it's there is because Tesla has the data that shows, you know, how frequent these high critical interventions are. And they're trending down extremely fast. And they say they're extremely rare. And they get to a point where it's more rare than, let's say, a human, let's say, high critical failure would be. So that's the type of stuff where at a certain point, if FSD gets so good that, you know, you're gonna have people saying, oh, is robotaxi ready and all this stuff. No, I wouldn't say that. Robotaxi ready is not just how it feels on 100 drives, right? I don't think that's enough data. I say, it's like, oh no, it didn't have any interventions in 100 drives, so it must be robotaxi ready. No, that's not enough data to to release robotaxi, right? To have paid drivers or paid people going into the car expecting, you know, a higher level of safety than humans. It needs much more data than that. And that's where, yeah, I think I would urge some caution in terms of expectations of robotaxi coming, you know, this year or something. I think it's all about the data. Now, so far, I am impressed by V12. It's actually surpassed my expectations. It's a combination, actually, what V12 is doing right now. It's a combination of how well this human-like driving is feels, right? And I think I'll get used to that very quickly, right? So that type of acclimation and that, you know, pleasant surprise, I think will actually fade off, and we'll get used to it. I think pretty soon, if there's like, we just won't tolerate robotic rigidity driving like V11. very soon after V12 goes wide release, right? Well, people will expect a completely different level of self-driving, even a supervised self-driving. however, the second thing that impresses me about V12 is just kind of like its decisions, right? It's not really making big mistakes. And that's kind of surprising. I would have expected an end-to-end neural net system. Okay, here's the speed bump here. It actually slows down perfectly. that's just like what a human would do to slow down on a speed bump. Very impressive. Here, we're going to take a right. But yeah, it's not making big critical safety mistakes right now. Again, I have to qualify it saying that, you know, just because it doesn't make safety critical mistakes in like, you know, 10 drives doesn't mean that it's a safe system. That's true, and I just iterated that fact and urged caution, but I would have expected a kind of an early release to beta of V12 to make more safety critical kind of decisions. I would expect more just interventions, you know? So it got out of this lane. It's interesting. I wouldn't even know that this was a left turn only lane, because the left turn, there was no left turn on the street. It just said only, but it is a left turn lane because cars are turning. That's interesting. FSD figured out that was a left turn lane, got into the right lane to go straight. Wow, that's probably even better than I would have done in that situation. So super impressive. But yeah, overall, it's like, it's the safety decisions, right? It's the safety, how epic. Okay, here's another speed bump. Okay, going pretty slow, not bad. And then it speeds up after, right? Because it recognizes that's a speed bump. Perfect, and there's another speed bump coming up. We'll see if it slows down. Here we're at 22 miles per hour. Yeah, it's slowing down. Do you see that? 14, 11, 10 miles per hour. Perfect. That's exactly what a human would do. Now, stuff like that, it's like V12 is impressive, right? Just, there would be a rigidity if that was coded in with heuristics, right, or rules. But there is no rigidity in how it handled, right, those speed bumps there, and how it's going kind of through the street. So here's another speed bump that's kind of like camouflaged. That's a perfect slowdown, perfect going. Not, it's just, it's exquisite how it does that maneuver there, right? It's really hard to get right. The exact amount of deceleration, the exact amount of acceleration, how slow to go, how fast to go, but somehow FSD 12 nailed it. It just got the perfect variables across the board. I don't know how it does that. It's just so stinking good with that. It's like, geez, man, that's so, so hard. And for Tesla to, for FSD 12 to be in that level, okay, here's a tricky situation. The address I gave is on the street. There's no parking lot. It's not in the parking lot. So FSD is gonna actually have to, interesting, goes through kind of this area. It's kind of a double yellow line, but it went into this area because that was the closest thing you could do, because the address I gave wasn't a parking lot. It was in the middle of the street, I guess. Not bad. Yeah, I guess that was a safe maneuver, safer than just, you know, staying in the middle of the street, I'd say. So yeah, that was interesting drive, man. Those speed bumps, super, super interesting. FSD 12 is surprising me. All right. We are headed to our seventh destination, our seventh Starbucks of the day. We're trying to get out of this weird parking lot that we got in when FSD took me out of the street, because I somehow entered an address where the address was in the middle of the street. It's kind of weird. All right, let's see how we get out of here. What does FSD do here? Actually, oh man. Okay, this is interesting. FSD makes a left turn, a perfect left turn. Wow, without a ton of like, I would have, like V11, I don't think I would have done that. I think that was the right, exactly the right move in the right way, but it was kind of like angled in a way was like, that's hard to see. Wow, that's impressive. Like a right turn would have been easier in that situation, but the left turn is the human thing to do, the right thing to do, I think. Perfect, wow, impressive so far. So. We're coming up, we're starting to wrap up our drive here, our first day driving through basically seven Starbucks and one restaurant here in Austin, Texas. Sunday afternoon, beautiful day. It was raining earlier, but it's kind of stopped so far. Perfect day to test FSD. I would love to test it a little bit busier, on busier streets or, you know, or busier time of day, make it a little more challenging, but so far, the decisions that FSD is making they're super impressive to me. Like, let's call it the foolishness level, right? There's every FSD version has a foolishness level, like how foolish it'll make decisions, or you know what it'll try to do or what it'll not try to do. But in terms of the foolishness level, this is by far, I think, the best FSD version I've tested. The least foolish version of FSD. Not to say that it won't be foolish, it's not going to make mistakes, but at least in this limited testing situation here, I've been very impressed so far. Now, there is something to be said about the small sample size, right, of personal testing of FSD, meaning I could drive it for an hour or two, but that's an extremely, extremely small sample size of how well FSD does. You'll get bits and pieces, right, of different situations, how it handles different situations and challenges. And it's helpful, especially if you know that area, and if you know which challenges it usually faces and how it would usually react. And so it's good if you're more familiar, and there's a lot of helpful data/feedback I think you can get by personally beta testing. However, on the flip side, just to do a small run, like a few hours, is not going to give you enough sample size to really give you an accurate assessment overall, right, of that version, or even, I mean, it gives you a sense, right? But in terms of its, let's say, objective, you know, safety score or reality of its abilities, you're not going to get a super clear picture. But it's the best we have right now, right? Meaning we don't have the full comprehensive data of every version every week and every whatever. What we do have as beta testers is we have the ability to personally test the versions and to see how they react, see how many interventions we experience, see what type of interventions we experience, see how comfortable we are in the car, to see how it's improving month over month, year over year. And this is super impressive because of the improvements. Like V11, I think Tesla just basically has stopped working on, right, V11. That's why it just hasn't improved. And it's somewhat discouraging if you're on V11 like I was for a long time and you didn't have V12 until, let's say, today for me. It's somewhat discouraging because you're like, what the heck, right? FSD V11 is just stalled, right? There hasn't really improved in quite a long time. But hope is restored in some sense with this V12 because you see the level of improvement. You see Tesla's efforts is all focused on this V12. They're all in on V12. You can see it because of how good this system is right now. It's clear to me that they're going all in on this. And they basically, you know, V11 is not a focus at all. I don't even know what they're doing. Probably barely doing anything with V11 because everything is probably focused on V12 now. And rightfully so, right? This is like, wow, this is a super impressive driving in these drives so far. I mean, it's hard to underscore how natural and human all of this feels. It's like, for almost the entire drive, there's probably a few moments where, you know, maybe I made a slight, you know, misjudgment on something, but otherwise, like 99.9% of this drive has been practically flawless, and in a way where it just feels very human. There were moments actually with V11 where, like, certain like windy roads, V11 would do very well. I think there was something coded, I would say, in V11 where you're going through kind of mountainous windy roads or so. They actually probably had some type of system where they trained off of human driving through windy roads, and they were able to emulate that with neural nets and heuristics, etc. But it's probably mostly neural nets where they're able to do that, and that's why through certain windy road situations with V11, it would be actually performed quite well. So it's not to say that V11 did not use neural nets with plenty. It used a lot of neural nets in different ways. It just also relied on heuristics, and that the heuristics were like the safety nets, right? And in a lot of ways, that was holding back V11 because you can't code out every, you know, crazy situation. Like, how many millions of types of roads are, and situations and challenging driving situations are there on the road, and it changes based upon the weather and different things. It's kind of like if you use the analogy of a large language model and ChatGPT, it's like you're not going to code ChatGPT, at least the base model, with all these rules, even though with fine-tuning you add on some rules on how, what it should do and not do, but the base kind of abilities of ChatGPT are not rule-based. You feed it with a ton of data to a large neural net, which analyzes that data through many different angles, which kind of like neurons, right? And through that, and you train it in a certain way, at least with LLMs, it's been transformers generally, and that could change. But you train it in a way where it's able to analyze and gain insight into all of that data through, you know, millions and billions of different angles. and that's able to form an ability to generate reasoning and content and writing and information, right? That's why ChatGPT is helpful, because not because it's been programmed to answer questions in a certain way, but because it answers new questions that it has never seen before in a really interesting, logical, you know, reasoning way. Okay, now here we have to go right. It just missed the right turn. Okay, it went left. Now what is it gonna do? Now it's gonna realize it missed the right turn. It's a little tricky right turn. Okay, so now it's gonna come here. Oh, interesting, Starbucks is straight ahead. Now this is gonna be tricky. Now it's gonna have to go through, there's no cars, and it's gonna go through into the parking lot. Oh, what's going on? It's stopping here? Oh, it's going straight. Ah, oh, so it's making a left turn actually, because the Starbucks is not straight ahead. It's this way. Interesting. Bold. Yeah, V11 would not have done that. V11 would have just been super confused and would have kind of like, you know, stalled out. But V12 actually figured out it missed the right turn because it was kind of tricky and blurry. It went into a parking lot, made a left turn onto the street, and now is redirecting itself to the Starbucks, which is right around the corner. Wow, that is impressive. The reason why that's impressive is it actually figured out, like, kind of what it did, a new way to get there, and it readjusted quickly enough to go, oh wow, and FSD is actually going to park here at this Starbucks. Well, there you go. My FSD has come alive. Just kidding. Wow, that was a crazy ride. Okay, we're almost done here. We're going to take one more ride to the County Line restaurant here in West Austin. For our last destination here, we just finished 7 Starbucks here in Austin, Texas, here on Sunday. The first day I've got to V12.3. We're going to our last destination, which is called the County Line. It's a barbecue restaurant here in West Austin. Now, there's a couple of tricky things here. We've got to make this U-turn up here. So I wish it would get into left lane, unless there's some reason why we can't get into left lane. But, you know, like, I prefer to get ready earlier. The other thing is, V11 would drive me crazy. Right around here, so you'll see that there's this busy street that kind of merges two lanes, or it kind of merges, and V11 would do this super dangerous maneuver where here it would be in the left lane, it would merge to the right lane when it shouldn't. It should stay in the left lane. It was the most dangerous thing that I've had to intervene maybe 10 times over the past year or two. Like, it's a problem that just wasn't being able to be solved with in all of Tesla's versions. And so a little bit too close for comfort here. Oh, a little bit to the left, so it's a little bit going too fast. I think I don't know why V12 would go a little too fast, a little too close to that truck. You know, I mean, it should know that that's uncomfortable for a human. I'll chalk it up to it needs more data, more video data of what's like safe driving following distance. But anyways, actually, this is a tricky situation here. This, I need to make a U-turn, but there's only two lanes up here. This is a tricky U-turn situation. I don't even know if I would really do a U-turn here. I might just do a left turn and just go in, but I could probably fit. Okay, so here's the situation here. This U-turn, it barely fits, I think, for a Model Y. So if Tesla can do a U-turn here with version 12.3, this is gonna be impressive, because how does it even know it can do a U-turn? We'll see. Oh, unable to complete maneuver. Please assist now. Interesting. So it can't do the maneuver. Oh, it wants to do a U-turn, but it can't. Because I don't know if you guys can see this, but it says unable to complete maneuver. Please assist now. I want to wait till it turns green. before helping, because maybe it'll figure it out. We'll see. It's an interesting, I guess, thing to do when, if there's a situation where it's the thing it needs to do is too difficult, then it reverts back to the human, right? To drive. Okay. Oh, it's actually gonna try doing something. Okay. Oh my goodness, it's gonna try to do the drive. Oh yeah, it's just too. It just stops there. It stops there because it was not enough space to do a U-turn. Actually, I couldn't have done a U-turn there. It was too not enough space actually. It just needed to be a 3-point turn. The best situation in that would have been probably not to do the turn, right? Because you have to do a 3-point turn. There just wasn't enough room. Or it would be to make a left turn, right, into the street and somehow go back around. That probably would have been the best situation. But how does it know that a U-turn should be done? I think that's basically off of GPS, right? GPS is saying that you should do a U-turn here. It's interesting that FSD is saying that it couldn't do the maneuver, it needs assistance. Maybe it was already tracking that the U-turn didn't have enough space, but navigation is saying it should do a U-turn, so maybe it could be done with the human involved. That was an interesting situation, actually. Yeah, not terrible. I mean, it could have, if it didn't warn me and it just stopped there, unable to do the U-turn in the middle of the turn, that would have been a different situation, right? But it actually warned me saying that it needs assistance, right? So that's fine. Okay, so here's the tricky kind of the epic fail of V11 for me in Austin. Is there's a few, but here's the main one actually, is this thing of you turn right, I'll tell you when it usually merges to the right. Even if there's a car in the right lane, it would merge to the right. Because it's a tricky right here. It would merge right here. Ooh. FSD didn't merge right. Nice. Fixed one of the biggest dangerous interventions with V11 I've had over and over in Austin. So that, see, V11, it would do this dangerous thing where it would merge, or it would turn into the right lane because there was some lane markings going right, even if another car was next to you in that right lane. So it would be like almost like you'd have. I never crashed into a person, but it was like I had to take over, just several times. It was just a dangerous place because the lane markings kind of showed you the car should go that direction or this direction. It's kind of confusing, but impressive. V12 actually recognized that I should stay in the left lane, not turn into the right lane, right? That is super impressive, right? That is like, yeah, I have to mull over that one. How did V12 figure that out? That's pretty cool. There must have been something with V11 where it kind of, there must have been some safety net heuristics where you have to follow the lane markings, right? Or the road. And obviously there's situations where the lane markings, you're not sure if the road turns this way or that direction, but somehow maybe there was some heuristics where it had to follow certain lane markings. If it was above a certain percent of, let's say, confidence with it. But it's interesting, V12 read those lane markings correctly, that I shouldn't need to merge into that right lane. That's impressive because it shows that the perception level and the understanding of these kind of more complex road markings, at least in that situation, V12 was able to handle it sufficiently and safely, whereas V11 wasn't. Yeah, this whole drive is really fascinating to me because it's making me think that V12 is actually just an overall better system. Like, obviously, I don't have the intervention data right now, and I haven't had serious interventions yet with V12. But just in my limited drive and just how it's handled difficult situations so far, very, very impressive. Yeah, now, V11 would drive this curvy road actually in an impressive way. What just happened there? I did not like that move. It turned into the right lane, but it didn't give me a warning that it was turning to the right lane. That is not cool, right? FSD V12 should make a right turn signal and turn in that lane. It just gave me this beep after it did it. It seemed like there was some error or something, like maybe it was going a little too fast, and it kind of felt like that was the best move to make. But yeah, that was not the greatest thing. See, V11 through this kind of turny, curvy, mountainous road here would actually perform great. And I think it was this subset of a feature where they were able to code a neural net for curvy, windy roads, right? And model it after human behavior. And V11 actually did a great job. V12 is doing a good job so far, except for that one weird lane change that was not cool. And it wasn't necessarily dangerous because there were some cars around, but it didn't signal to me. It didn't inspire a ton of confidence. All right, turning into now, interesting. It's going into this parking lot here. Wow, pretty crazy. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, that's impressive actually. It goes into this parking lot. Okay, so here we are at County Line, and I'm gonna go ahead and I'll park here for a second and kind of wrap up with some closing thoughts here regarding my FSD V12 drive. All right, so we just finished our kind of epic first day of FSD version 12.3 here in Austin, Texas. 7 Starbucks. We ended up at the County Line restaurant here in West Austin. Now, overall, I would rate that experience like probably 9.5, maybe 9 out of 10. There was a few moments where it wasn't cool, but overall, like the level of human-like driving, acceleration, deceleration, you know, turning, the decisions it was making, even on a safety level, it just felt like it was smarter than V11, making certain decisions. Like that one time it didn't catch that right turn or following the road to the right, but then it went into a parking lot to correct this mistake. Very, very interesting. There were moments where it could have improved, like that U-turn would kind of stop in the middle of the U-turn, but at least it warned me. And also the GPS, I think, error where it kind of showed that I was on a main street. Other than that, I'm overall super impressed by V12.3. Wow, to think that Tesla has made this with an end-to-end neural net system is just fascinating and incredible. But also knowing that it's end-to-end and knowing that it's the video data fed into the neural nets that is the determining factor for a lot of its performance benefits. It's actually super interesting that Tesla could probably just feed a ton more video data if it had the training compute that is coming online to vastly improve the performance of FSD. And I think that's where I peg FSD situation right now. V12 is better than I expected. I kind of had somewhat, you know, lowered expectations in a sense. I didn't think that V12 would necessarily be better than V11 overall in its initial releases, right? I thought that V12 over time, by the end of this year, would be much better than V11. But yeah, with these early releases, for it to be this much better than V11 is surprising to me. Very, very interesting. I mean, I wish I would have had V12 a few months ago, just because it's been painful to watch, you know, other people experience V12 without me being personally able to experience it myself, because I want that behind the wheel kind of tactile experience of feeling that connection with V12 and getting as much insight and nuance behind, right, how it drives and its driving decisions. So I got that for this first drive. It's not enough. I'm going to be needing to drive this for many, many more hours, gather a bunch of more insights and data and experiences. But yeah, this is super impressive. My expectations right now have changed with FSD slightly, maybe even significantly, I don't know. But I think by the end of this year, they're going to be able to improve the system a lot. With more data and more compute. I mean, and yeah, in a year, this thing should be, I mean, way better than it is now. But even right now, it's quite impressive. Again, I'm coming though from the reference point of V11, which is like, you know, interventions here and there, you know, not really ready for prime time, you know, like robotaxi. But so I'm coming from a place where I'm not expecting V12 right now to be robotaxi ready, right? And I don't think it is robotaxi ready at this point. I don't think Tesla is saying that and is trying to promote V12.3 as robotaxi ready. But I definitely think they're on the right track. Yeah, they're doing a lot of good things right now. And this system is performing extremely well in some very, very difficult kind of streets and situations here in Austin. Now, could there be more difficult situations? For sure, right? We're talking about a Sunday afternoon here in Austin. You know, it's not rush hour traffic. It's not the most craziest, you know, scenarios. I would say, you know, it was above average difficulty, but it wasn't like the most craziest, right, challenges. So again, there's going to be need for lots of improvements for FSD V12 for it to be, you know, truly robotaxi ready. But overall, I'm super excited. And yeah, shout out to Tesla's FSD team. They did a great job, I think, with V12 so far. And I think they're pushing the envelope, trying to innovate, get this thing, you know, better and better. And I think they're on the right track.